Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your closing bell for November 20th, 2024. So mortgage rates, I'll just say they're stagnant. There's really no movement over here, and I love it. I love when rates just stabilize, because the worst thing is to get somebody pre-qualified, then they go out and buy a house, and by the time they find that house, rates are up a 0.5%, and then the payment's way out of whack, so they can't afford it. So we have some news today, and there was an interesting interview on CNBC today. Now, I'm not saying a housing crash is here, but this young lady does make some sound advice on what has to happen with home prices for actually people to be able to afford them more. So I'm going to show you a video on that in just a minute. But let's get over to the broad markets. We had NVIDIA just came in after hours. They basically doubled their revenue, so their stocks is going to go crazy. So that everything across the board right through here, is unless other than the NASDAQ, is up. But this will change overnight based on NVIDIA's earnings report. So that's what we're seeing through there. The VIX is up a little bit right over my head. That's saying the markets are getting a little concerned about some things. And I think mostly it's just overseas, the Middle East and Russia and Ukraine and things like that. At least our election stuff has settled down just a little bit. So let's get over to what the bond market's doing right now. So we have the MBS market down 9 ticks. So basically, look at it. It's steady. It's just right across the board. So no major things there. But what I wanted to do is share this interview with you. This young lady is going to talk about real estate. What does it take to actually get more homes into people's, getting homes affordable to people? And I didn't really realize some of the things that she was mentioning, because President-elect Trump saying he's going to open up some lands for home builders, but she has a little bit of a different take of that. So let's get to this interview, and then when we come back, there's major changes in the CME you might be surprised about. So let's get to the interview.
Joining us right now, what that could mean for buyers and sellers is Ivy Zelman, the associate CEO. And Ivy, sounds like it's bad news for everybody all involved as mortgage rates push higher again.
Well, certainly not good news, but it's been interesting with rates now actually about 6.8% on a 30-year fixed rate. We've seen surprising resiliency in terms of volume. However, we're seeing a pickup in listings having to reduce prices and incentives that our builders are continuing to offer, predominantly mortgage rate buy-downs. And the area of weakness that we're seeing across the spectrum would be more of the entry level, where the move-up market has been very strong and remains, I think, surprisingly resilient despite rates moving higher.
Yeah,
I do have a take, something to take on this. Here, we have a lot of applications coming in right now, people looking to pull out money in their homes or other investment properties to buy more homes. So when she talks about the move-up buyer, but the people, young people getting into housing right now, it's really difficult. And that's why yesterday I posted a video on how you might be able to look, at a 2 or 3 or 4 unit building to get that cash flow to help you maybe afford the payments. But let's continue with the interview.
The reality is we're still dealing with a situation where there's just not enough supply. That's particularly difficult for first-time home buyers, as you mentioned, at the entry-level price point for all of these things. It's keeping people from being able to buy homes. There's a huge backlog there. What's the solution to that problem? How's it get fixed?
Well, I think that the way that we think about the solution is that we need to see, that local municipalities, cities partner with developer builders to utilize land that's not out so far out in the rural areas that you can't have trades willingly driving out there to build homes. So I think it really has to be providing more affordable houses closer to the employment centers. And I think that really comes at the local government level. It's not going to be at the federal level. I know that Trump is talking about utilizing federal land, but that most of that land that's out west is really called third, fourth ring, even further out, and trades and prospective buyers are not going to want to drive. They'll spend more on gas than they would on their mortgage payment. Well, maybe not, but it's too. Well,
the time factor too. Yeah, having to commute somewhere to a job. So if the federal government can't make progress on this, how How optimistic are you about local and municipal levels being able to do something about this? How long does it take to get us back to what we would consider a more normal situation?
You know, I guess I'm somewhat skeptical that it can come to fruition because, you know, not in my neighborhood continues to be a big impediment. And I think that that will continue to really curtail any likely significant improvement in building affordable housing. I know that there's some opportunities that have come to fruition in different markets in Seattle and Denver, but it's very small. It really is not enough.
I mean, we've all been a little surprised, I think, by the 30-year and the move higher for the yield there, the move higher for mortgage rates as the Fed's been cutting interest rates. Has that created a panic in the industry, or how do people plan and accommodate for that? We're not seeing lower rates like we'd anticipated, at least on the long end.
Referring to the builders or realtors?
To the builders, to the realtors, to anybody involved with this. I mean, this is a problem to try and tackle. We even see it playing out to a company like a Home Depot or a Lowe's. It's not developing the way they had anticipated, and that means everybody's got to have a longer-term plan for this.
I think they adjust. I mean, what we're seeing for the, at least for the builders, they continue to use mortgage rate buy-downs, kind of averaging 5%. In some markets, they're lower than that. And that's still creating volume for them. They're still selling homes, but they are providing that value incentive. And I think in the existing market, inventories are up, call it 20-25% nationally, but that's allowing for more pending activity to come to fruition. So we do have buyers back in the market. Remember, we have a very strong economy, and we're still seeing that result in more demand. And I think that everyone's adjusting. Affordability is still very stretched. For the existing home market, we're about 20% above trend line. And in the new home market, we're about 10% above trend line. So I think that the builders and realtors and buyers are adjusting. Remember, when interest rates were approaching 8% not too long ago, we did have continued demand. So I wouldn't be surprised to see the volume, you know, for 2025, assuming rates stay where they are today, be in the mid to higher single digits for the new home market. And we actually expect a pretty good rebound in volume for the existing home market, given that it's at recessionary lows. So not getting back to trend line, but we do think price will be the factor that needs to be adjusted downward. And we are seeing markets where pricing is not only moving lower, but we're actually seeing pretty big reductions in list prices. So that's definitely going to be the lever.
Okay, so that you heard it right from here. I'm just telling you, locally here in Chicagoland area, it's building and building and building and building. So we're not seeing a crash. We're not seeing pullback in prices. But one of the reasons why the home builders give you these huge incentives, they don't want their prices to drop. So think about this. You go in and you buy, we get a lot of loan estimates from people. They're buying homes, $500,000, $600,000, $700,000, and they're getting $15,000, $20,000 from the builders as credits. Well, some of these people, it's like, well, I'll take it, but do I really want it or need it? I'd rather have $20,000 off of the price of my home. And the builders are reluctant to do that. Why? That's going to drive down the value of their whole neighborhood. So that's what's taking place right now. So a little bit of context with on that. But if you want to know what your local area is looking like, please visit altosresearch.com. We talk about them all the time to see how your local market's doing. And I'll maybe put a presentation on the next couple of days on that just to show you how that works. But the CME Fed Watch tool, this is telling us what is the Federal Reserve going to do at the next meeting, and they're meeting in 27 days. This number's moving, and it's not moving in a good direction, because now there's almost a 50-50 chance that they're maybe not going to do anything. So right through here, here's what we have. This is the meeting date. So we have the next meeting date is in December, and here's the federal funds rate right through here. Currently, the federal funds rate is 4.5 to 4.75. So now there's almost a likelihood that they're not going to do anything. So we're only going to watch and see how that progresses. So that's my report for today. Hope you enjoyed it. I did have a special video out this afternoon, DSCRs, the number one program savvy investors use. So please check that out. If you're looking to buy investment properties, it's the number one way to do it. And that's what the savvy investors do. But if you want to learn more about me and how I help people buy homes and refinance, visit me at the Rate Update. We just added a couple tabs at the top. First tab is going to, if you want to get the ball rolling, you put in your application, click right here. But if you don't, We're going to move it right over to here. Schedule a consultation. So you can schedule a consultation with me, Alan, or David. There's only three of us, and you can hand pick it right through there. But if you have a loan estimate you want us to review, you can click there and upload it there. But please visit us at theRateUpdate.com. You're going to find a whole bunch of resources here as well. You can get the application started. But if you'd rather call us, you can scroll down to the bottom, and you're going to see our 800 number as well as my email address once you get all past all these blogs and calculators. And there it is. So take care, folks. Have a fantastic evening. God bless. Be safe out there. And God willing, I'll see you back here tomorrow morning to see how this mess starts another day. Take care. See you then. Bye-bye.